Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 21st, 2023. May the Creator help us. October 7th will be etched in people's memories as the day of the most brutal terror in the entire history of the State of Israel. This is the most tragic day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. More than 1,300 people were killed, most of them civilians, and more than 3,000 were wounded. A real pogrom was staged. Young people came to celebrate at a festival of peace, but they were condemned to death. Entire families were killed in their homes without any mercy for children and babies. It always happens that the best are the first to be hit. When I heard about this catastrophe, I was overcome with enormous, endless, unimaginable grief for the victims. But on the other hand, it is so painful to see that we have fallen into the hole that we dug for ourselves and that we brought ourselves to a terrible state. The Creator, the upper force, turned away from us, and that is why this happened. We need to take away from this the moral that if there is no connection and unity between us, then such disasters happen to us. This has happened in the past, and this is happening today. If we understand this, then it will never happen again in the future. It is impossible to believe that this could happen, that there was no army, there were no forces to protect people. But there is simply no unity among the people, which has always been our main strength. Always, when this unity did not exist, catastrophes occurred. We need to sternly examine our souls. Why did this happen? And we need to ask forgiveness from the Creator for not listening to His voice and reaching such disunity and hatred for each other. I really hope that we can make a great correction by recognizing what happened and making sure it does not happen again. There is only one possibility for correction, connection above all calculations. The same force that the people had in order to go to the streets and throw out their hatred for each other must be turned to the awareness of unity as the only means of salvation. Only unity will help us become the strongest. I really believe that we will correct our state and understand that we are obliged to return to life the condition we have received to be like one man with one heart, and we will gain the strength to stay in this unity so that we will never be separated again, and especially to such an extent as this happened recently here in Israel. May the Creator help us. Amen. From Cab TV's An Inside Look, October 15, 2023. Reviving the feeling in the heart. Question: we are currently unable to feel that there is none else besides Him in our hearts. If we insincerely link everything that is happening to the Creator, to the notion there is none else besides Him and He does all this for our benefit, will this lead us to a feeling in the heart? Answer: yes. If we strain ourselves and imagine in any circumstances that everything that happens to us comes from the Creator, and despite the fact that we are in unpleasant states where we worry and suffer, if we still believe that there is none else besides Him and everything comes from Him, then we must attribute everything to the Creator and think that since we are not connected and are not coming closer to Him in the state we are in, this is our problem. Therefore, all we can do is to further strengthen our unity. By doing so, we will overcome all the unpleasant consequences of what is happening. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 9, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides Him. I want to feel the real world. I really hope that at the Congress we will make a big leap toward the creation of our common organ of perception. Then we will begin to feel the upper world in it, the highest existence, the next dimension, called man, Adam, when I perceive everything not through my animalistic body, but through the organ that I created, through our unity, Adam, before he shattered into small pieces, and now we are gathering them together. And as soon as we gather them, even in some minimal amount, even 10 to 20 people, we will immediately begin to feel our oneness, and within it we will feel the higher substance, the next level of transformation, The matrix, the network that connects us. In our world, we only feel the consequences of this common network of connections. We feel how today we are no longer able to break away from each other, that we are in complete mutual interdependence. By studying the network of connections, we will begin to understand why it works this way, how we can enter into it, control it, be mutually connected when we influence it and it affects us, and somehow, we will start to change ourselves. But not just to change so that I feel better, because the change should not be for my animalistic good, but for the sake of something higher, detached from me, absolutely abstract. I don't want to deal with my animalistic body at all. I want to start perceiving the real world. Where am I from and where am I going? And I no longer want to perceive this world. Let me see 1% of it, so as not to bump into corners. Ultimately, I want to know the truth. Where am I? For what purpose? Why? How? And this truth will help me change and become different. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Congress is a spiritual contribution, November 29, 2011. Toward fulfillment by the spiritual source. When you rise above desire, it is like you see it apart from yourself. Just like the Creator who created desire, you to look on it from your point in the heart, which is a point of the Creator in you. Just as He created this desire from nothing, so too are you observing it from the side and you operate on it in order to connect with others. Others are also merely just desires. You include them in that you would want to help them connect together in one system. You reveal that it is really possible to unite here. To the degree that you begin to work for them, connect with them, and get them closer to the common unity, you begin to sense in this system some fulfillment that you could not find before. This is the fulfillment by the source. When you connect desires of others on the condition that you are ready to serve and fulfill them, then you discover in this common connection that source, the Creator who created your original point in you. And all of this comes together, the humongous common desire and the one single fulfillment of it. It is like a pot with soup. The pot is us, our common united desire, and the soup is the Creator, the light, the property of love. As a result, when egoistic desires connect together and form the walls of this pot, then the qualitative and quantitative fulfillment of the pot becomes revealed precisely to the degree the walls are rising up. It is filled by the very source, by the light, by the Creator who is sensed above time and precedes everything that is created and exists. This is not a psychological annulment of self. All of this remains, but it is perceived as the basis position that is necessary to start working on uniting, on revelation of the Creator, this field, this force, this soup. I think that today we are very close to this state since there are all the preconditions and everything is becoming revealed in some way. The world is moving toward unity, people's desires are subconsciously aspiring to it regardless that it seems to us that a person is still far away from it. He is not far away. All his questions, all his searches, even the ones that come from the reason that he has nothing to eat, that water and air are polluted, and that there is no hope for anything good to come for children and grandchildren, still, in all this despair, there is a subconscious demand to achieve the spiritual level. Everything else cannot fulfill people any longer. People do not want anything else. Of course, they wish to escape pain and reach comfort, but this is because they want to avoid suffering rather than they really want something. This common descent is beginning to overfill the world. Chaos, confusion, powerlessness, and the lack of direction or any kind of solution add to this state. This is the moment that the Kabbalists were talking about. I can see it absolutely clearly today. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Master of Disguise, September 29, 2011. The world is pushing us forward. Question. Recently, there has been a tendency of the burdening of the heart. It has become much more difficult for those people who have always been active to do something. What is this process? Answer: today people who are studying Kabbalah are beginning to enter into a new system and understand and recognize it. I gave them so much information that they literally live in it. They understand that there is us, there is our system of interaction between us and the Creator, and between us and the rest of the world. We are an intermediate link between the Creator and the whole world, and we must connect all this into one common system. They begin to realize that they are in implementing this process. It was difficult for them to accept access to the outside world. We have always been working on attracting more friends from anywhere so that they too would yearn for spiritual attainment, for the revelation of the Creator. But here we appeal to people who do not need anything in life except for comfortable living conditions. Of course, this is very weakening and leads you astray. But it is precisely the fact that people now have the necessary need to exist normally, and this can only be solved by creating a universal human community on the terms of mutual guarantee that gives us a huge push forward so that we finally receive the upper light, pass it through ourselves to the entire humanity, and correct the whole world. Therefore, now we are starting to study practical Kabbalah. From Cab TV's I got a call. Why does everyone feel like crap? November 5th, 2011. Terrorism in Israel, the need for long-term solutions. Comment: what is happening in the country, Israel, now, of course, causes pride. In response to the complete lawlessness of the terrorists, an army of 360,000 people was assembled in a matter of days. People left everything and went to recruiting stations, and they came from abroad. They left all their business. Everyone has a feeling, this is my house, and the house is in danger. And everyone came. We see how everything changes. Just prior to this, someone was left or right, now they are together, going into battle. There were different views, now there is one view. Such is the real unity of Israel. Meaning, the grief has connected everyone. My response: we must completely neutralize Hamas and destroy this organization to make sure that there is a normal life in the Gaza Strip as it once was. Once it was even possible to enter the Gaza Strip. People went there to do shopping or to repair cars. They lived a normal life. And then because of this organization, Hamas, Gaza became the absolute enemy of Israel. So what we need to do is restore normal communication. Question: what about the fact that the atmosphere of searching for the guilty is beginning? How do we live with it now? Answer: there is no getting away from it. We need to look at things realistically. It lives in people. When there are so many lives lost and so many problems, it will not go away by itself, and time will not erase it. Therefore, we must understand that we will have to deal with this for a long time. Question: so if this feeling "how could this have happened" arises, and it arises in many people of course, since they see that things were missed here and there, then is it not necessary to suppress it within yourself? Answer: no, you can't suppress it. We just need to sort out all the plans for the future well. Question: when did you utter such a phrase, "everyone should have a sense of guilt"? How should we understand this? Answer: we allowed ourselves to do everything possible to weaken the state with endless demonstrations and clashes among ourselves, and this gave the terrorists the opportunity to do what they want. Question: so you don't retreat from this phrase? Answer: no, of course not. We are to blame for this. Question: are you saying we? Not the ones who went out on the demonstrations? Answer: no, no. I also do not absolve myself of any responsibility. There can be no double standards here. Everyone is to blame. Question: and how should we live with this guilt? Answer: how to live with it? Well, don't live. Comment: but when you see what happened there and you still feel guilty, it's not that simple. My response: So what can you do? Close your eyes and say, it's not happening? Question, I can't anymore. Is it possible to turn it all around? Is it possible now to get out of this feeling into another one? Answer, only if you constantly work on it. I mean, we have to restore the right relationships between us so that we stop these stupid demonstrations, which, in principle, do nothing but weaken the state and only benefit organizations like Hamas. So we have a problem here. Comment, today we see this unity, all this help, mutual guarantee. We gather together during wars. My response, I don't know. I personally am not sure that the people can draw such good conclusions from this. It will all pass, it will all change quickly, and it will be forgotten. They will hide their head under their wing and that's it. Question, do you think that the horrors recorded by the prophets are possible and can come true? Answer, they are possible. And we must definitely live in this way until we achieve final correction, to be with each other in absolute love. If love is not above all disagreements, then in the end we will wake up in the sea, thrown out of here. Question, love rising above all disagreements, does this depend on us? Answer, of course. Everyone should say that it depends on him. Question, so the differences remain, and I rise above them? Answer, yes, correction is precisely in this. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 12, 2023.